It's time. Time for stimulating talk. Time for thought-provoking conversation. Time for the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600. Turn on your brain and get the real scoop on today's topics and events. Here is Lisa Wexler.
This is by far the biggest investment in transportation since the administration of Dwight Eisenhower back when I was a little boy in the 50s. And it's going to be transformative. A lot of our roads and bridges were done back then. That's, 70 years ago. So it's about safety. It's about speeding up your commute, 10, 20 minutes off your commute by rail and by highway. Transformative. Extending broadband to all the people who don't have access to fast internet right now. What it means in terms of the environment, resiliency, and preventing flooding. So these are long overdue improvements that we're going to start next year.
With over $5 billion coming as a result of the historic infrastructure bill that was signed recently, Governor Lamont joins us right now. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. We have a great show for you. Our telephone number to call in if you have a question for Governor Lamont, 203-333-9422. He's opening the show with us right now. Hello, Governor Lamont. Thanks for coming on today. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. So that was a little bit from your press conference, and the questions are already coming in. They're coming in via email for now. One of them is Norman from Stratford wants to know, when will the first shovel be in the ground, Governor? What do you think?
We are going out to bid over the next 3-6 months. We've got money in place to complete a lot of projects. We've already started, Waterbury Rail, two-way service starting next summer. But I think the bulk of the projects will begin over the next, it's a little over $1 billion a year for 5 years. So it's phased in over 5 years. But you're going to start seeing the difference over the next couple of years.
Okay. And there was an article that just came out about the commercialization of Sikorsky Airport in Bridgeport and possibly changing the management over to Mayor Ganim. So I've gotten a couple of flurry of comments about that. A couple of people from Bridgeport want to know why the mayor should be able to run the airport. They're not terribly happy with his administration. And another person asks, will the skies get too noisy between the expansion of Tweed and the potential expansion of the Bridgeport Airport? Governor Lamont, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Lisa, Sikorsky's been really a wasting asset and underutilized, I think, over the last 20-plus years. For now, there is some interest. There's some interest in regional passenger airlines that are may be able to fly down to Washington or Chicago. It would never be a big airport. It would always be a smaller regional airport. I think the Connecticut Airport Authority will probably be taking over management of Sikorsky, and that will facilitate, getting a little more activity there, which I think would be great for the region. Great for economic opportunity and development there. And I'm always conscious of noise for those neighbors.
Yeah, I know Westchester Airport, when I broadcast from WGCH, it was always a very real and present situation about expansion of runways, expansion of gates and existing runways. So because we are very suburbanly dense neighborhoods, we like our skies to be quiet as much as possible.
Yeah, no, I know the Westchester Airport very well. For one, they say no flights after 11 at night. So they're trying to mitigate that. Up in Tweed, we had some money for noise remediation so we can reinforce windows and things. But again, it's not going to be a particularly busy airport, but it will have more passenger flights. It will have passenger flights. Right now, there are no passenger flights on an irregular basis, and I think that would be helpful for the region.
We're chatting with Governor Ned Lamont, 203-333-9422 here on WICC. It's your opportunity, if you like, to pick up the phone and ask him a question yourself or give him a comment. Let him know what you're thinking, 203-333-9422. Okay, let's see. More questions are coming in. Okay, here's a question. Masks in schools. Governor Lamont, when do you see an end to the state mandate of wearing a mask in school?
I think as we get through this flu season, if we can see community spread going down, I think we're going to have vaccinations for probably a majority of our kids. This is 5 through 11 will be vaccinated, I'd like to think, by the end of this calendar year. Depends on mom and dad getting them vaccinated. So I think we'll see some changes early next year. Lisa, our infection rate has gone from 2 to 3 to 3.5 over the last couple of weeks. So we're not immune to what's going on in the region. So we got to be cautious, too.
You know, Governor Lamont, I wanted to talk to you about this because I've been reading a lot about, and it's more newsworthy today, both Merck and Pfizer believe that they have developed, let's call it the Tamiflu for COVID, a pill that you can take that is a 5 to 7 day dosage that will remediate the more severe aspects. If we have a vaccine on the prevention end and we have treatment on the other end, then can't we go back to treating this disease the way human beings have always had to be subject to communicable diseases? Why then still have to wear a mask, you know, at that point, even if we do have rising infection rates? That's my question.
Well, let's see where we are. I think those therapies so needed, and they seem to have great success in the test. Once they get a green light, if they're available early next year, you're right. That sort of changes the dynamic. My hunch is they won't be available for kids. That's a different situation. But, you know, the kids at least will have the opportunity to be vaccinated. You know, the number one thing you can do right now, each and every one of your listeners, if you haven't gotten the booster, get the booster. We've only got about, you know, 20% of our folks who are eligible have gotten it. I see the, you know, red heat map coming down from Vermont and coming over from northern New York. It's coming closer to Connecticut. And that's our best armor. If you get that booster shot, we're going to be in pretty good shape. If you get your kid vaccinated, we're going to be in good shape. And I think January, we can turn the page on this.
You know, you just reminded me, Governor Lamont, I actually have an appointment for a booster today at 4:30. I had completely forgotten. I had completely forgotten.
You.
I'm supposed to go to Walmart and I'm supposed to get, not Walmart, Walgreens, the other one, the other wall. All right, let's go to some of the callers that are lining up. You're on the air with Governor Ned Lamont. Let's go to Terry from Shelton. Good morning, Terry. Good morning.
Connecticut's not known as Connecticut. It's known as the construction state, not the Constitution state. I worked for a very small radio from 89 to 90, and they were just starting to do road construction. Connecticut's roads have been under construction ever since then. How are our roads so bad, yet Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, their roads are great. Their roads are never under construction. And it gets a heck of a lot colder up there than it does here.
Thank you, Terry. Go ahead, Governor Lamont. What's your response,
Terry,
to that?
I think that's a little bit of the grass is always greener. But we do have to pave and reinforce our roads and bridges. Terry's right. Maybe we're the construction state, but a lot of that is we have not kept up to speed. You know, the Federal Department of Transportation says a fair number of our roads and bridges are not what they call a state of good repair. They're safe, but not in a state of good repair. And that's going to change dramatically over the next 3 years. And I'll take our roads over New York any day of the week.
Hey, Governor Lamont, you know, everything I think you would agree right now when we spend money has to be spent through the lens of conservation and climate change. And I was wondering, will your administration be taking a look at the composition of the roads themselves, of the asphalt? Because asphalt's a petroleum-based product. And it breaks down relatively quickly and cracks pretty easily. And I know from other scientists and things that asphalt that is composed of more rubber actually expands and contracts more easily and lasts longer. And maybe there are materials that we can use that will require us to have less construction over time. I mean, do you think that this is a good opportunity to look at all of that?
Elisa, let me ask Joe Giletti on that. He's our commissioner. If there's better ways we should be doing it, you have some insights there, yes. But, again, if I can fix up those four or five exits on I-95, where the traffic congests back for maybe half a mile.
Yeah.
That means less idling cars. That means a lot better for our air, and that means a lot less asthma. If I can get another 15% of you out of your cars into a train, you take the train because it now is, you know, 10 or 15 minutes faster. That's a lot less cars. The traffic moves faster and a lot less asthma. So I think we're making steps in the right direction.
I think 15 to 20 minutes cutting off commute is such a game changer. Governor Lamont, it will get so many more people off the roads, and it'll just be so much better for the intra, you know, the Stamford to Norwalk worker, the Westport to Greenwich worker. There are so many people that work within Fairfield County now, and they feel like their only option is the car. And, oh, I have my fingers crossed. I really hope this is a game changer. Let's go to Andy from Milford. Andy, you're on the air with Governor Lamont. 203-333-9422 is our number.
Hey, Governor, Andy here. I just had a quick question. This past Sunday, Lieutenant Governor Bicewicz had really kind of refused to answer a few questions about tolls, which obviously is a big part of transportation here in Connecticut. Is there a miscommunication between you and the Lieutenant Governor, or is there a disagreement on tolls?
Thanks,
no,
Andy.
None at all. Look, when I took over, our transportation fund was bankrupt, and we were exploring different ways to pay for it. We now have our transportation fund doing well, and there's no need for tolls, and we will not be implementing tolls. And frankly, I think the voters sort of spoke loud and clear.
Thank you, Governor Lamont. I really appreciate that you heard the voters on this, because I think that our Merritt and our 95, they're not like highways like the Thruway in New York, where you have another option in Westchester County and can do a toll-free way of getting home. They really are our main arteries. And I think that's why you had a lot of voters really not wanting to be told to do their everyday commuting. You know, it's just the way our geography is down here. And I know that
That's
you know
true.
It. I know you know it very well. We're chatting with Governor Ned Lamont, 203-333-9422. Any chance of tax decreases?
I'm looking at the property tax. That's the biggest tax that, 80% of our people pay. We have a relatively high property tax in this state compared to other states. You know, our property tax rate overall across the state has gone down over the last couple of years. That hasn't happened in a long time. But if I can also get a property tax credit for people, just to reduce that a little more, we have a decent credit for our seniors. I would like to extend that to everybody.
When you say property tax, do you mean the tax on owning a car that's imposed by the state, or do you mean local real estate taxes?
I mean, the property tax in your car and your house.
Okay. So the part
they're imposed
of
by okay. the, they're imposed by your local jurisdiction, but it's all the same property tax. It'd be reduced.
Wow, that would make you a hero, Governor Lamont. That would be pretty phenomenal.
But we can afford to do it now. I got to remind people, 3 years ago, we inherited a $3.7 billion deficit. Mm-hmm. We were burning a hole in the wallet, and we're much better now. We've had surpluses 3 years in a row, and this allows us to, give the taxpayers a little break.
Right.
It took a couple years longer than I would have liked, thanks to COVID, but here we are. We'll get it done.
So, Governor Lamont, you know there's this cliff that was instituted by your predecessor, former Governor Malloy, in his bargaining with the unions, and it created a disincentive for people to stay working for the state of Connecticut past 2022. I know that you have said a lot that you are going to take advantage of this with a crisis as opportunity and technologically improve a lot. But also, I'm worried, and I'm an employee of the state of Connecticut, and I deal with a lot of other branches of Connecticut government. I've always been worried about this cliff and the loss of institutional memory and good people. And now, with the great American quit of millions of Americans not even expected to go back to work, are you concerned about the state of Connecticut's labor in the next year or two?
Yeah, we've been focused on this, Lisa, for a couple of years. And these guys are 10 years younger than me. I keep asking, why are you retiring? Let's go. We need you more than ever. This is a really important time in state government. We're trying to find ways that some of the folks who are taking retirement because of changes in the pension allocation, we can hopefully keep on board for, say, 20 hours a week so we don't lose that
That's
memory.
A good
I could
idea.
Use them as judges. I could use them as
yep.
nurses. I could use them as teachers. used them as state police. So we're working on that right now. And at the same time, Lisa, Josh Jabal, formerly out of IBM, is putting in place a technology upgrade. So we have IT. So what folks we have still working for us are going to be a lot more efficient.
Okay. Because I'm worried about it myself, and I'm one of those judges. Let's go to Russ from Milford. Hey, Russ, welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Governor.
Hey, Russ.
Question. I drive usually late at night on the state highways, 95, I-95, Route 8, usually in Fairfield County through New Haven County. It's a joke the way people drive. I mean, some of these people, I don't know where they're coming from, but they're driving like 100 miles per hour. And there's never enough cops, like state cops. Is there any way that could be fixed? I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous. My life is, I'm serious. I'm worried about my life when I'm driving home at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can tell you we have more state police than we've had, you know, over the last 2 years. So we are paying attention, but the bigger point, Russ, is people are driving like a bat out of hell.
They are.
I mean, during the worst of COVID, say a year and a half ago, we had a very few drivers, but just as many fatalities because they were driving so fast. Now we have more cars, and they're still driving too fast. So you're absolutely right about that. We're trying to be strict on enforcement and just get everybody to calm down. You know, I see that across the board in terms of addiction and drinking and domestic violence and driving. And we just got to learn to take a breath.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Governor. I think you're right. I mean, I think that behavior, that crazy, erratic, rage-filled or reckless behavior, it translates to a lot of different things. You're right. But Russ, I get it.
The good news,
yeah.
I get it, Russ. If you want, look, it spiked up a lot over the last year and a half, you know, a lot of that violence. It is trending down now, so maybe we're getting back to normal, but that's not good enough, not when your life is endangered on a highway.
And I don't know if it has anything to do with COVID. I'm done with COVID. I'm sorry. This has been dragging on longer than COVID, the unsafeness on the roads. People are just crazy. I'm sorry. I mean, I've been driving for years, and it's just what's going on in the state. It's just ludicrous. I'm sorry. I can't I mean, it's just pathetic the way people drive. I mean, that you would think Route 8. Between Bridgeport and Shelton, that's like a speedway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and you know, you could, you know, people blame it on COVID. Everything is COVID, COVID. I'm done with COVID. I mean, we have to move on from all that.
Thank you,
know,
Russ. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I'll tell you the truth, Russ is borne out, Governor. I'm sure you saw the statistics last week that we had more car accidents in Connecticut than we've had in a long time. Yeah, he's right. People are not driving well. We're chatting with Governor Lamont, 203-333-9422. Governor, will you take one more question?
Absolutely.
Okay. We've got Fran from Stratford, 203-333-9422. Fran, you're on the air with Governor Ned Lamont.
Hello. I'm glad to speak to you and don't take any offense. But I am so tired of seeing this lady person under Fairfield Avenue Bridge near West, just up the road from the high school and so forth. I've called the police. Everybody says, why does it bother you? I don't know.
Fran, I think we just maybe lost you. Fran, are you there? Okay. I think for some reason she got disconnected. She's called before, Governor. Fran is very worried about a woman who appears to be homeless and just living out of under a particular, you know, underneath one of these railway trestles. And it's somebody that she can see is there, and she wants to know why somebody from the state hasn't gotten this woman into safer shelter and services that she needs.
Elisa, get me the info on that. It sort of broke up at this end. We have room at the shelters. It's getting cold out there. She should be in a shelter.
Yeah, it's very tough, you know, for the police and, you know, the mental health crisis, Governor Lamont, we haven't even addressed. I've had Patricia Reamer on a few times. I know she's on your council, head of Hartford Health, Behavioral Health. And I'm busier than I've ever been as probate judge in our St. Vincent's Behavioral Health Hospital. It's It's very, very bad right now. And I want to say one other thing, Governor Lamont. You may not be aware of this because I know that you were in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana. But I am seeing, and if you ask psychiatrists, they will tell you what I am seeing, a tremendous amount of young people coming in with cannabis abuse as an exacerbating influence on mental health that is causing them to be inpatient hospitalized. It's a very real disconnect between the dangers of marijuana and what is being told to our young people right now. And as the governor of our state, I know we've legalized it, but we have a responsibility to do public information the way we did with cigarettes. Marijuana is not an agnostic drug. It really is a problem for anybody who has an underlying mental health problem. It makes their symptoms worse, and it blocks their medicine from working.
Well, first of all, we're trying to get rid of all that advertising and billboards, Lisa. Secondly, it's actually a bigger problem. I mean, juvenile mental health is overwhelming our emergency rooms right now.
I know.
And I know Russ gets tired of me mentioning COVID, but a lot of this cycles out of a year of quarantine and what it meant to some of our young people. I was hoping with the summer learning camps and make that free, help people get back to school, socializations in schools, everybody would be able to calm down and relax a little bit. But we're seeing this exacerbating things in some of our population. But Lisa, we take that very seriously. Thank you.
You're welcome. Governor Lamont, one more thing. Congratulations on running for re-election. Your poll numbers are still polling very high with respect to how you've handled COVID crisis. They went down, I think, a little bit with respect to overall. But can you just tell us why you want to do this again for the next 4 years?
I think over the last few years, I like to think that people saw the state making real progress. I think you remember we were sort of down on ourselves a few years ago. Now people are moving back to the state, businesses moving into the state. And now we have some federal resources. So, tell Russ that we're going to be able to, start rebuilding our roads and bridges in a significant way, expand daycare and childcare so mom and dad can get back to work. Seems like a really important time to keep the positive momentum going. So I think I'm going to give it another shot.
Well, thank you very much, Governor Lamont. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you for giving us so much of your time, and I do hope you'll come back soon.
In person next time. Thanks, Lisa.
You bet. Thank you so much. Governor Ned Lamont on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.